to four.
Organization.
Zipping up the big. That's a.
Hey, it's Free For All Saturday. This is your host, Oro Cass, and we're coming to you with KDCL Media, the pride of internet radio for Deep Creek Lake, Garrett County, Maryland, and the entire world. And we're about to blast off into another 45 minutes or so of Saturday fun. What's the topic today? I don't know. Usually we have a few people hanging out with us in the chat room or on the switchboard calling in. And we let the audience pick it. That's the beauty of Free For All Saturday. That's the meaning of Free For All Saturday, actually. So since right now I'm on solo, where Miss Paula is disposed of in another room right now. She'll be joining us shortly. But we're going to get it fired off here. And let's talk a little bit, first of all, about how our morning went. Because it's some really exciting stuff, and even though we usually hold this topic for Tuesdays, or possibly and sometimes Thursday, we had a webinar today with the company that we're with that we market the products for, and it was a really big announcement that they made. Matter of fact, it was the biggest announcement that I've ever heard in 29 years of being associated with network marketing. This company has gone over the edge, a bonus package for people getting started. Now, I'm not going to go into details here because we have a really cool website with a really cool flyer and everything explains all the details. We're going to be putting together a short video about it pretty soon, so keep an eye out for that. But I'm here to tell you, if you're hearing my voice on this show and you have any inkling whatsoever of being a network marketer, whether you have lots of experience, a little experience, or no experience at all, it doesn't matter. If you want to see what this network marketing thing is all about, ASEA has just raised the bar as far as how quickly people can get into life-changing money. Okay? And like I said, I'm not going to go into a lot of details here because this isn't our marketing show. This is the free-for-all. But I just wanted to start the show with that because we just came off of what they call a Zoomper Saturday. Zoomper meaning super and the word Zoom meaning Zoom meeting together, Zoomper. And it is a super Saturday this week because of this announcement. The company just got finished. The reason for this bonus package is because of their 10th anniversary marketing as network marketing, I believe. And I believe that it was also said that there was some marketing before that, but the network marketing part is 10 years old this month. So I'm excited to be a part of it. I know what these products do for Paula and I. We have a couple of people that have joined us so far, and I know what the products are doing for them. And it's exciting to know that the products themselves could very possibly be known as the Fountain of Youth. And I'll let you take that for what it's worth. I mean, you know, there's been legendary travelers and explorers looking for the so-called Fountain of Youth, the physical place. And I don't know if it's a physical place or not, but I do know that these products that we have, that we're taking, these signaling molecules, that's the two words that you want to look up, and you want to do some research. Let me explain just a second what research really is, because I know the majority of the population think that when they put something in the Google window or their Bing window or their Yahoo window or any of these other browsers and search engines, they think they're doing research. And that's not true. And let me explain why. That's why they call it a search engine, not a research engine. If you want to do research, you have to figure out where to go and find detailed information about what that is that you're researching. And whenever you put something in the Google window, I'll just use Google as an example. Whenever you put something in the Google window, chances are about 9 out of 10 that you're going to get a whole lot of stuff that doesn't even have anything to do with what it is you're searching for to do research on. You're going to get a lot of stuff. And some of it may be actual factual research, but the majority of it is going to be the internet. And we all know what that means. You know, it's the internet. And you know, there's the old memes from that you see pop up once in a while. It says it must be true because I read it on the internet. So, you know, you take that with a grain of salt. The fact is, if you want to do your research on ASEA, we have all the places available to do that. There's videos, there's probably, I would say, thousands of hours altogether worth of videos. There's hundreds of hours worth of reading in PDFs and other places that are designed to give you the facts about the products and about the company, about the leadership, and the morals behind the leadership. It's just we have the place to do research instead of just search. What do you think, Miss Paula?
I think I finally got my headset working.
There you go.
Absolutely. A good place if you want to do research of any kind, but you still want to use Google, there is a search engine called Google Scholar. You know, you can actually do some research, or for things like redox signaling molecules, you can go to PubMed.gov.
That's the good one. That's the one I was going to ask you. What's that? What's the medical one that the doctors use? And I got to tell them myself, I actually haven't been there yet.
I have.
It's well, tell us about it then.
Well, if you you put in, you know, redox or redox signaling molecules, you'll get 12,000 plus articles. Now, I don't know if they're all different articles because I hadn't, you know, looked at all 12,000 pages, but more and more, I noticed this when we listened to the calls that they had, the Zoom calls, webinars they had with four different doctors and chiropractors, and they mentioned the PubMed.gov, but they were also talking about how more and more medical schools are opening, I guess you call them sub-schools, or a research part of their medical schools that is working with cell signaling, redox cell signaling, the redox molecules. There's whole schools inside of medical schools that their specialty is this redox molecules. And
well, the way it seems to me is the science is not new. The discoveries and so on, I think, date back 10 or 12 years or more. But when it comes to being able to put it into a product and being able to market the product with a shelf life, you know, that's something that ASEA did about the same time, about 11 years ago. So it's funny how the science is just catching up at the same time that we have already have a 10-year track record with the product.
Well, there was actually, I think, three gentlemen that they are medical physicists. And this is a new position. It's not a new position, but it's a specialty that I had never heard of. I guess it's mostly a research position, but they're medical physicists, and they study the body on a, you know, they break it down to the cellular level. And
yep.
They won a Nobel Prize in 1998 for this research, for this science that they had done. And I noticed there's a commercial on television, and we've noticed since we've been affiliated, you know how when you buy a new car, all of a sudden you see that car everywhere? Well, now that we are in the business, so to speak, of self-signaling. Yes, of cell signaling. This commercial keeps evolving. First, it was to mention the cell signaling for, you know, the heart and the lungs. Well, it covers all the systems of the body, not just one. But then they have added another little doodah because, and I can only think that it's because we have this whole big presentation on athletes and triathletes and gold medal winners and whatnot. They're also saying how good it is for athletes because it helps that
right.
vascular system, and the vascular
yep.
system is what carries the oxygen through your body.
And that Olympic guy that they got on their commercial, what do you think he'd have to say if he found out about redox and found out that the beat thing covers 1/5 of what redox covers?
Right. I think he'd be jumping ship in a minute.
Yeah, be giving up the funny purple stuff, huh?
We have a couple of swimmers, Cody Walker, and I can't think of the young lady's name that's also a swimmer. Like I said, triathletes.
There's a whole website that's clear full of hundreds of videos.
Well, the one
nothing but based on athletics and the athletes involved in it.
The one athlete that we have that does the triathlons is 79 years old, and she looks
oh, yeah.
fantastic. I hope I get to 79, and I hope I look so good. But,
well, you will because you're drinking a sea of redox. What do you mean you hope?
Yeah, one of the newest athletes they brought in used to play professional women's hockey, and she's now a life coach and a fitness coach, and I mean, when you would look at her, you would think, you know, goalie. That's what I thought
yeah.
of when she said she played women's hockey. But you know, she's retired since then, and she's the newest member of our athletes group. So it's.
Well, and then the whole, you know, the number one thing for me that I like the best about it, and it makes it really easy to tell people about this, and I don't even feel right being called a network marketer because we're not really doing any marketing here. All we're doing, I like to refer to myself as an information tour guide because it's my job to take people who are interested in getting more information and showing them where to get it. And that the best way to get it these days is on video. So somebody presents you with a video and says, hey, you want to see what this is all about? Watch this 10-minute video. Do you think it makes sense to watch 3 minutes of it or maybe no minutes? No. If you want the information you're requesting, you need to click on the play button and watch the video and possibly even take some notes because every video we have that we have available to us about what we're talking about is, I'm looking here. Oh, you've been dropped. Wonder why it's
still
dropped.
I still hear you.
That threw me off there for a second. Never mind. Where was I?
Oh, the videos. Most of them are, I think the longest one's like 25 minutes.
Yeah. And it seems that some of the best ones also have, that are long, like, you know, whatever, they have a shorter version to go with them, like the Genesis video. You can find a 16-minute version of Genesis video or a 6-minute version. And it basically gives you all the same information without, you know, the fluff of the what's on the 16-minute version. So, for me, the whole medical board, what I was getting at there, I just remembered, is the fact that we have a medical board that is made up of lots of different types of doctors. And
nurses,
dentists, chiropractors. And these people are not above everybody else in the company. This is how equal everybody is in this big family we call SIA. These people are already very high up on the ladder as far as rank in the marketing. But at the same time, even though they're making 6 or 7 or possibly even 8 figures a year or a month, they're taking time multiple times a week to do live training webinars that you have access to as an associate. And then they also have certain days and times where they do introduction calls where people that are associates can bring people that are taking a close look at it and be able to hear a 6 or 7 figure earner that's been here 8 or 10 years and hear their
has no friends to help him now. brings you on God's golden shore.
I'm coming.
Okay, I'm here.
It's looking. That you got to ask for the permit to do anything. Breaking any ground is going to be digging.
Well, some of them were parks, but that one that we watched there on Expedition Unknown, they were getting ready to build an office building or something, weren't they? It was a construction site.
Yes, but what was there was a park.
But I was going to say, originally it was a park, but...
Yeah, but the one in Boston, and it's crazy because they only got a park now, but they really just died because West State was digging a hole. And so on Josh Davis.
Yeah, Expedition Unknown.
And it's really cool. One of the...
Right. Well, the guy had the family had spent like what 10 years or something looking for 5 years. No.
It turns out it was. And what Josh didn't show, they showed construction period. But then the guy was the guy. The guy
Yeah, the key was in like three different pieces, but they.
They had one piece of the key.
Yeah.
And then they went back and they had it. Well, where did you find the cell record? And they scratched around, dug around, and they had it at the first time.
Yeah. Well, they had the artist on, and the artist said, well, here, even in my picture, he said, I put the name of the city, and the city was Boston. And he showed you, and he's, yeah, and he said, well, here's the B, and here's the. There are days I like to live in an alternative universe. It's just fun. Well, the thing is with the pictures, I mean, if I mean, there are people out there that know really obscure facts about cities and things like that, and I think this... Well, not just that, but the research that the painter would have had to do to put the clues of the city's name and, you know, put everything in the painting. But Price? Yeah. Brian Price? You got the book, Eric. Priest, that's right. Yeah, because they had his widow and one of his daughters on the show.
Yeah. Wow, go in, check out Discovery Go. I guess is where you find it if you get the Discovery Go thing.
Yeah, just look at Expeditions Unknown.
Expeditions Unknown, a nice piece of post on YouTube before I go find something. But it's definitely worth looking up and watching that episode. And I'm need to find out. I think I don't know if he did other episodes back.
Well, we watched he did like a marathon that one day, and there was like 3 or 4 of them.
Yeah, he tried to make things. I know he did New Orleans one.
He did Boston.
Boston and one out west. One where they did San Francisco. One out west. I can't even remember exactly now without looking it up. The time. The 3 that have been found, I know it's Boston.
So did Phil find Philadelphia? Was it Philadelphia?
Cleveland.
Maybe that's
Cleveland was the first.
Yeah, there's 3 or 4 cities that they found. They've already found out of the swamp.
One. Yeah, one. Well, all you got to do. You know,
I think
on Facebook. If you find a group on Facebook that has over like 12,000 members in it, that's the right one. And the official group. And if you go in there, it gives you all the details about the different ones that have been found. And there's a special section in there with Josh did show, I think, actually, in there.
Yeah, I think you said they were close to finding New Orleans, but they hadn't found it yet.
I think they're really close on most of them. If you go in that group and spend any time looking. But then you never know, you know, like, okay, there's one, I think it's St. Augustine, Florida, I think it was that, and they got this gate. Just to give an example of how things changed.
Yeah.
You know, the Boston one was just in the process of changing. What happens when, where the place where the guy buried the cast changed 2 or 3 years after he buried it? And then it changed again and again. Maybe one more time. And then each time that it changed, possibly took out part or all of a clue.
Yeah, because people get to digging around, they just dump the dirt and, you know.
My call is there's going to be a certain number of these that will never be covered in my act because of that.
Yeah.
And the amount of time was gone by, I think 84 was when he carried.
You know, people put in roads and build houses and buildings and...
Well, housing development.
Yeah.
But the one with the, it was only the beach and the old gate. And people are good about finding these old pictures when they're doing the research.
Well, especially with the internet and so much showing up on the internet.
They actually have a picture of the gate the year it was built. It was like 1980, 1920 or something. And it's a brick gate, 2 big pillars. And the one painting, if you turn it upside down, and they were able to look, kind of like abstract.
Yeah.
But that gate, those 2 pillars are in that painting.
Cool.
So it's easy to say that painting, that verse goes with that. Pretty sure it's St. Augustine, Jacksonville, St. Augustine. And they got a park down there that nobody's allowed to dig it. The digging is completely off limits and they're not issuing permits. So if that treasure is in that park, until rules change, it's going
to
stay.
Well, national parks, you're not allowed to dig or you. I mean, you're not allowed to pick up rocks and sticks and take them with you. They consider them artifacts.
How crazy was it when we went to the
Petrified Forest?
They check your car before you go in. And if you have any rocks, which we did.
Oh, my God. You had to put them all in a bag.
Yeah, all the rocks gathered up out of the vehicle, which was a lot of different little hidey holes in place, and put them in this big bag, and they put this National Park seal on it. And the gate on the other end, where you have to exit the park, checks the seal to make sure it's
yeah.
not broke. And if you didn't have it, they didn't want anybody taking any of this petrified wood. Fun part about it is, for me, I didn't have to worry about taking it because I have a
two big stumps.
It's the whole log. And when we first got it, it was one piece. It was about 28 inches long and about 18 inches in diameter. Today, it's in two pieces, broken into two pieces. And there's been quite a few small pieces given away as gifts.
Yeah.
But I still have it. And it's a very powerful piece. Anybody that's ever had a piece of
fossilized heavy booger
wood, if you've ever had a piece of fossilized wood in your hand, it means that you were holding a piece of wood that was at least half a million or more years old.
Yeah, well, that's why
it's got an energy all of the time.
I mean, there's petrified wood all through that area, but what's the point of having a park if everybody carries off all the pieces of wood that's like petrified
yeah, that's right.
wood that's
like take this one little piece. Well, if you've got a million people on this park a year and each one takes a little piece, couple of 3 years ain't nothing to look at.
Well, you go outside the border of the petrified.
There you got somebody in there with a crane trying to take out that log that they have at the bridge.
Well, all you have to do is go outside the border of the national park, and there's still places where there's petrified
wood.
Yeah, people are selling it.
Petrified wood on a gold plant.
Yeah.
Down in Arizona, you go down there. It's not hard to find if you're in a desert location and you used to be about it. So that's what I got for free for all Saturday. Metal detecting is a lot of fun. It's a way to get out and get some exercise. And it's a way to find some really cool stuff. And the way I see that, whenever I dig something up and I find it, it's the same way as finding a piece of gold. I'm the first one to ever get to see it.
Yeah.
Whoever lost it, or it's like if it's a coin, and it's down 6 or 8 inches, and it's a 1925 penny. How long ago did somebody end up putting that, dropping out of the pocket, out of because they had a hole in the pocket, or dropped out of their hand, this kind of change, or whatever? How many people don't bend over and pick up a penny if they drop?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but then you think, same as a piece of gold, if I wouldn't have had my metal detector going back and forth and getting that home and digging stuff, so I'm the first one to ever see it again. And same with gold. Except with gold, you're the first one ever to see it. Instead of the first one to see it again.
Yeah, it's not like people throw it back. Unless they're really bad at panning.
Well, we do know a few people who
yeah.
a lot back.
Yeah.
And I've actually had somebody I tried to teach. And they were very receptive to my teaching. But I still spent quite a few days later following them around.
Repanning their stuff.
The way they were doing it was better than the way I thought.
Yeah.
You know, I got a lot of gold at me.
Yeah. Didn't have to work quite as hard for it. Yeah.
I huddled up in one little spot. And I was bleeding over into oral expedition. So. And believe it or not, I believe that's going to be, are we doing Business Thursday or Business Tuesday?
We're supposed to do Oral Expeditions on Tuesday.
Yeah. Coming up on Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, be sure and join us. You can join us on the phone at 515-602-9763. Andy, you got it. Well, that goes a little turn there. So. Number one gives you a Skype button to use.
I think we're good. And you can listen to any of the archives at blogtalkradio.com/KDCL Media.
Be right there. You're going to be back.
Take me to, ooh, don't